Today on the Trending 55 Thought Seat, we are pleased to join on the line right now by Rick Wilson, the Minister of Indigenous Relations for the Province of Alberta. I guess, first of all, Minister, certainly appreciate you taking the time to join us here today.
Well, it's always an honor to be on your show. I really appreciate you taking the time to talk to us.
Well, the main subject we want to talk about today is the province, I believe, last week announced some grants that will help provide with Indigenous women and supporting well-being and job skills, those kinds of things. Why don't you tell us a little bit about what's all happening here as part of this?
Yeah, I'm really excited about getting this grant going again this year. It's almost $1 million that will go out to help Indigenous women. It's for the Institute for the Advancement of Aboriginal Women. They call it the IAAW. So these programs are really important to get that economic security that's so central to the well-being of Indigenous women. These programs and the services, that's what's vital in providing the basic necessities, like for childcare, for example, and transportation, and just helping navigate the justice system that's out there.
And when we talk about certainly the job market, especially coming out of the pandemic, probably a lot of people worked for work. How important is it to get, with these sort of Indigenous women, that sort of demographic, get them more sort of job readiness and, job retention? How important for that to happen for them?
Well, that's really critical. And then we've seen that right across the whole sector. Everybody's kind of been trapped in their houses for the last couple of years. And now to get back out into the market, everything from childcare and just, doing a resume and getting everything to get back into the workforce can be really, really trying, especially for a single mom, So we're taking action to help the Indigenous women to find those jobs, and the security, success in Alberta's our rapidly recovering economy, and it is rapidly recovering. Like, every sector out there is looking for people right now. Wherever I go across the province, that's the biggest thing I hear is we need people, women, girls, men, right across the gamut, and they'll train people too. So this is going to be, I think, a good help to get some people back into the market and get them working again.
And when we talk about providing the support for this demographic here, how with these grants and this funding announcements, how will this sort of improve their well-being?
Well, it's kind of critical right now. Like you said, we were just coming out of COVID, and people have been really struggling, especially with the high cost of living. Luckily, we've been able to help out there too. We eliminated all of the tax, all provincial tax on gasoline, which is really going to help people that are having to get to work and having to fill up their tanks. I know, even with my own kids, they're all looking for daddy loans right now. So any help we can get out there to the people is really critical to get them back into that job market.
And certainly the Indigenous women out there, sometimes have something maybe different needs from maybe most other people out there. How important is it that with some of these supports out there that they can get it, I guess, sort of customized a bit to, sort of meet some of the needs that they need?
Yeah, I see that all the time. I even thought it for myself, if you're some of the Indigenous ladies, if they're, living out in rural areas and then coming into the city, it can be pretty daunting, just navigating around the traffic, and for Indigenous women especially, it can be, it can be pretty dangerous for them out there. So, we're trying to help them wherever we can and make it as easy as it is to get back into the workforce.
And finally, whenever we have guests here on the hot seat, we always like to throw in a little personal question as well. And, there's probably, we're getting close to the, summertime and spring and summer, better weather. Maybe a lot of people might be traveling to different parts of the province. Now, you yourself are the MLA for the riding of, I believe, Maskwacis, but Maskwin. Why don't you tell us a little bit about the riding, kind of sort of sell people on reasons why they may want to visit there over the next few months?
Well, we've got a great Indigenous community out there, and we've got a real focus this year on Indigenous tourism. And we found that one out of three people coming to Alberta from outside of Canada wants to have an Indigenous experience as part of their stay here. So there's a lot of great things that we're working on right across the province, but especially in my own area. You get out into the Pigeon Lake area where I live, it's a great lake. If you want to catch a walleye, that's the place to come. I can help you out. And so there's a lot of great things happening. The Indigenous people have a great campground out there, right on the lakefront, sandy beach. So there's a lot of good things to see around Alberta this year.
I certainly hope people can see a lot of the good things out there in this province. Indigenous Relations Minister Rick Wilson, thanks for joining us here today.
Well, you're very welcome. Take care.